We're back to the Neil Haley Show and also the Media Giant Effect and celebrity interviews live from the Grotto with Greg Hanna. Greg, what's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing really well. I'm so excited to speak with our guest today.
I am so excited as well. Ed Begley Jr., we know him from so many different things. St. Elsewhere, I think, is where it started. But one thing, Ed, when I started doing research on you, I did not know your father was a famous actor as well. So you really started from learning from him, didn't you?
I did. And I'm convinced that if my dad had been a plumber, I'd be doing, you know, fitting pipe right now. I really love my dad. I love what he did. And I wanted to do what he did. So I think I became an actor because of him. I'm pretty sure of it.
Absolutely. Go ahead, Greg, with your first question for Ed.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So how long ago did you, well, not even how long ago, but when did you take like your first acting class or coaching or anything? Was it from your dad or did he have a coach that he brought you to? Or
there wasn't a lot of that. There wasn't a great deal of coaching from my dad. He kept all that very subtle and kind of hidden. I didn't know he was giving me advice a few times that he did give it to me. But I went out there and tried to get work as an actor as a very young man, and I was clueless. I was clueless as to how I got that interview. I just thought, well, I got an interview. I didn't bother to ask, how did I get this interview? I guess somebody, some friend of my dad's or somebody arranged for me to go in and read for a part. I never got any work, of course, because I hadn't any training. So for the actors that are out there, wannabe actors, you must get training, of course, if you want to do any line of work. If you want to be a plumber, as I mentioned earlier, you apprentice and you watch for a while and then you try one. And if you don't break anything, you try it again. And so I hadn't done that. When I finally started to take some classes in 1966, very soon thereafterwards in 1967, I got my first job and I got my Screen Actors Guild card. And at the time I had a paper route. That was my main source of income, was delivering the Herald Examiner in LA on my bicycle. So I kept my makeup on after I did the show. I did one episode of this show called My Three Sons in 1967. And I kept my makeup on, literally hoping somebody would recognize me. The show hadn't been edited, aired, anything. I just thought, well, I was on a TV show. When do the accolades begin? I guess I hoped they'd see me makeup and go, wow, is that makeup? Are you an actor? And I finally took more training and more training and finally began to learn on the job. I kind of learned as I was doing it.
Learning on the job as doing. And that's the process, right? The more hours you do something, the better you can become at it, right?
Yeah, but there's a certain amount of risk to go out there and not have any training and begin to do it and begin to get work. People could say, this son of Ed Begley is a nightmare. He doesn't know what he's doing. He didn't know his lines or whatever. You know, I certainly always knew my lines, but I didn't have any skills or any real training. So fortunately, I made it through and began to learn and feel comfortable in front of the camera a few years later on a show called Room 222. The show that Jim Brooks worked on as a writer. Lots of wonderful actors were in it. My friend Bruno Kirby was in it. Cindy Williams was in it. You know, his guest stars, Richard Dreyfuss was in it. All young friends of mine about the same age in our late teens. And we worked early 20s, some of us. And we worked on that show. And I kind of learned and was finally comfortable in front of the camera. But that was kind of also later, I learned a problem. I was comfortable in front of the camera. And who wants to watch somebody that's always just comfortable in the scene? I didn't have any zip. I didn't have anything interesting going on. The way you watch an actor like Joaquin Phoenix, you watch Meryl Streep or somebody, Elizabeth Moss, these great actors of our time, Daniel Day-Lewis, these wonderfully talented people. You look at that person they're portraying and go, what's going on with him? Something's going on with her. What is Sophie and Sophie's choice? I wonder what that choice was. And then we learn what Sophie's choice was, what they're dealing with, what the Joker was dealing with, or, you know, Joaquin Phoenix in his earlier work in Gladiator. What happened to this guy? What's going on beneath the surface? And that's what you need to have going on. I had none of that going on, of course. I was just comfortable in front of the camera, but that was the start. Then I finally learned other things which make the work more interesting.
Oh, that's amazing. Now, what was your favorite type of work to do? Was it TV? Was it movies? Do you have a favorite movie that you did? Or
when I was very young, there was a hard, very strong barrier between people who did TV and people who did films. People like Elizabeth Taylor, Richard Burton, those kinds of stars never, ever did television.
Oh, wow.
They just didn't. They were movie stars and they were on the big screen and they were very large, larger than life on that screen and larger than life in every way. But then that began to change and pretty soon it blurred so much. And then the way it is now, big movie stars want more than anything to do a TV series because they see what Bryan Cranston did with Breaking Bad and what other great film actors have done, you know, and they go, I want to do that. I don't want to just do a movie and work 7 weeks or 12 weeks or even a few months on a movie and then it's done. The idea of working 6 years on a show and be able to develop a character over that period of time is very appealing to writers, directors, actors, everybody. So back when I was a kid, there were great writers like Rod Serling. My dad did some of his work, who did Twilight Zone and other stuff. My dad did a thing called Patterns that he wrote. Wonderful show, Patterns. And then Patty Chayefsky, these great writers, directors like Sidney Lumet, film directors, they worked in television first. That was considered the golden age of television. And I would propose that it still is. That is the golden age of television. But what we're in now, Greg, is the platinum age of television. When you see Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul and Handmaid's Tale and these shows today, it really is something extraordinary. It's not just 13 episodes or 22 episodes. You know, it goes on for a while and what they get to do with the characters and the quality of the camera work and the production design and the costumes and everything, it doesn't look like television anymore. It's every bit as good as any movie, in my opinion.
Did you see when the opportunity came for St. Elsewhere that you were ready for it, meaning the fact that you saw now that it's not just the big screen, TV was really developing at that time?
Neil, when I got that script for St. Elsewhere, at that point in my career, I had never been in a movie with a script that good. You know, it was a television show, but it was better than any feature script that I had been hired for. Maybe you could argue, this was 82, I got that. The script for The In-Laws, wonderful comedy. Was that better? It's a different beast, that wonderful, you know. But I hadn't been in Cat People. It was a very good script. But to have a sustained job on a show, and I was not hired for a sustained job at all. I tried out for the part of a regular called Dr. Peter White on St. Elsewhere. I didn't get the part. They didn't want me to be a regular on the show. They wanted me to do, after that, they threw me a bone and said, you can be in one episode playing Dr. Ehrlich, who had like one or two lines. I went, I'll take it. I just want to be around these people. And that developed into one of the main characters of the show. The character, Dr. Peter White, gets shot in season two of the show and he's dead and gone forever. And I got to be it all 6 years. So the moral of the story is sometimes you don't get what you want, but sometimes what you get is much better than what you ever could have dreamt of.
Wow, that's such a great story. I appreciate that. So one question that I love to ask people who are successful is like your morning routine. Do you have like a set routine that you've done for years and you get up at a certain time and you do these different things every day to get yourself ready?
Yeah, I have a pretty normal pattern in the morning. I make a cup of tea and I, you know, sometimes have some juice. I take the dog out. I've got a lovely little doggy. I haven't had a dog in many years, so it's a treat to have a dog again in my latter years. And, you know, I don't have anything to eat for an hour or two. I'm not really hungry when I first get up. I usually go to the gym. I work in the yard. You know, I have a wonderful vegetable garden out back and a nice yard. So I'm very lucky to live in the house I live in. And I have a pretty normal, but I'm willing to shake it up too if there's something different. If I have to be somewhere at 6 a.m, some distance away, I get up at 4 a.m. and don't bat an eye. I'm happy to get up whenever they need me. And I never, ever just arrive. If my call is at 6 a.m. or 7, I don't arrive at 6 or 7. I arrive early, you know, so I'm prepared. And in case there's some traffic or truck overturned somewhere, I get there early. I do the crossword. That's the other great part of my day. I do the crossword and I do Wordle and spelling bee and all that stuff every day. The jumble, I love it.
That's great.
That's a definite way to keep your mind sharp for sure. And Ed, you know what? You keep going, especially with Begley's. Tell us how you came up with the idea to create these Earth Responsible products.
I had this idea in my head where I wanted to have some products, you know, out there under the name Begley's Best. It was my manager's idea. Jason Winters, my manager at the time, came up with the idea. The brand name would be Begley's Best, and I have these different products that would be green products. But I couldn't get anything going with it. It didn't go anywhere, this idea. But then this guy came up to me at Real Food Daily in Santa Monica, this very nice guy, John Watt. He said, I've got this. I tried to get a hold of you through your managers and I didn't get a call back. And I wanted to sell some cleaning products with your name on them. And you're looking for me. I'm looking for you. Fantastic. So I said, so what do? We do a photo session and then you'll promote the products and I'll make sure they're all green. He said, no, I'll sell you big drums of the product, you know, and then you'll find a bottler and do all that. So it's like, I didn't know quite what the deal was. And I started doing that and I got into the cleaning products business with these very wonderful green products that John had a terrific formula for his cleaners. But I got busy with my acting. I was storing stuff in my garage. Either me or my daughter was shipping stuff across the country and shipping and billing and all of that. It was fine when I had time in my acting career to do that. Then I got very busy a few years later and I had to stop Begley's Best. I just hadn't the time. And so then I teamed up with this guy, Mark Cunningham. He said, you're an actor too. You don't need to be shipping stuff from your garage, you know, and buying a pallet jack. Just I'll handle all that. You come with me to Vegas to the product show and you help promote it in many ways through social media and otherwise. And most importantly, vet the products to make sure they're as green as what you would like. We did all that. And he even had something I never possessed, which is something called the EPA Designed for the Environment certification. So we had real independent third party certification for these new products. And we put out great green products, Begley's Earth Responsible products. We just got into Costco. We're about to launch on Chewy. And you just go to Amazon. We're on Amazon and have been for a while, selling very well on Amazon. Go to Amazon and type in Begley Cleaning. That's all you need to do. Or anywhere, just go to Google and type in Begley Cleaning and you'll find our products. They're very clean and green. That's important to me, of course, but also of equal importance, they're very good cleaners. It can't be just vinegar and water like I used to use when I was a kid in 1970, the first Earth Day, or baking soda instead of Comet. It's got to be something. It has to be green and clean, but it has to also clean every bit as good as Formula 409 or Windex or something like that, or some tile cleaner. So that's what we have. You can look it up online, Begley Cleaning. That's all you need to know. And you'll find it quickly. And now we're only in Texas to start, but we're in Costco. It's doing very well in Texas and Costco.
Excellent.
Well, that's
excellent.
Great. You'll probably be in Whole Foods pretty soon.
Yes, I think we will be. Yeah. We were in Whole Foods before, but then this is when I had my original line of products, Begley's Best. But then it wasn't enough volume for the distributor. So it's still technically in the system at Whole Foods, but it wasn't enough traffic to keep the distributor happy. So now with the volume that we sell of these new products, there's plenty of volume, you know, it's plenty of satisfaction to a distributor for that now because of the volume. So we'll probably be doing that again. We'll be back in Whole Foods again. I would hazard a guess, yes.
Excellent. Do you think you'll be expanding into other products as well, different lines?
Yes, we intend to launch many more products. We want to see how this does now that we're in some larger. We've been trying to build it. Now, finally, when you get into Costco, that's a big leap for any company to make that kind of a great leap into an outlet like Costco. We're only in 40 stores there in Texas now, but it's doing very, very well. People have responded big time to the products. And so it'll probably be in I think there's 300 stores total in Texas, and then it'll go wider and be in the rest of the country. But I'm very proud to be associated with this company, Lab Clean. They have the best clean green formulas in town or anywhere. And I'm glad to have worked with them now years and it's starting to pay off. As I said, I think we're this close to being in Chewy as well. And so that will happen soon. People can order it very easily in that way.
Now the challenges, now you talk about how you have to be as an actor, you know, keep working, keep grinding, keep doing specific things, keep learning. What about as an entrepreneur? Coming up with this idea, this is definitely an entrepreneurial venture, putting this together, all the time it involves, how do you keep the time of acting and doing that at the same time? It's got to be a challenge.
It goes back to when I had my own company and I was storing stuff in my garage and shipping it myself. I thought I had the time for that, and I did for a while, and then I got real busy again. I had a renaissance back in 2007 or so it started, and continued for till now. It's still, I'm working like crazy, so I don't have to worry about it because my new arrangement with this company, Lab Clean, is such that they do all that for me. You know, they're great partners. Mark Cunningham is a great guy, and he works with some people that really have come up with great formulas that are clean and green. And I'm going to say something now that Mark is going to hate, though, but there's many there's a few good green products out there. Right. Seventh Generation makes some, Ecos makes them. We're all rooting for each other. I certainly am rooting for them to go get a green product. I hope it's mine, but if not, get something to clean your floor, your sink, whatever. Because so, let's just talk about the floor. You got little angels like this, like my little doggy crawling around the floor, putting her paws in her mouth. You don't want to have something toxic on that floor. You got babies, human babies crawling around the floor, putting their fingers in their mouth and their toes, you know, as babies do. You don't want to have anything toxic on that floor, please, or anywhere in your house. Many people are out there with me for years with signs protesting a hazardous waste site. No hazardous waste site near a home. No hazardous waste site near a home. The worst hazardous waste site is not near their home. It's in their home. It's under their sink, you know, with all these horrible chemicals we somehow think we need. You need things clean. I'm with you there. You want things clean. You can't just do it with baking soda and vinegar and water. Those are fine for some cleaning, but sometimes you need something more aggressive. And my cleaning products do very, very well. They're great products, and you can get them in many different ways in Costco in Texas and Amazon and other places as well.
Greg, I talked about the brand. He figured it out. He got someone else to do the legwork, he came up with the ideas. His brand, they use his brand name and basically go out there and put it out to the public. And, you know, people, fans of Ed Begley Jr. are going to choose this product over the other two he talked about, the competitors, right, Greg?
If that's your only line of work and you're just selling the products, that's fine. You can do it all yourself. But even if you're doing it, a lot of it yourself, you got to learn to delegate, and you have to make sure that other people can do stuff because you can't be everywhere at once. And that's what I was doing. I was driving products up to Santa Barbara from LA because the cost of shipping was too much for me or the company that I was selling it to in Santa Barbara to absorb, you know, the store that was selling it there in Santa Barbara. So I would drive it up there. I basically valued my time at zero, you know, for years, and just would drive it around to save money on shipping. You can't do that endlessly, whether you're an actor, you know, whatever your line of work, you sell used cars. You can't endlessly value your time at nothing. So I have other people that I work with, and they do a great job at it, and we're doing very well together.
All right, Greg, you have a question you've asked all the successful people we've had on the show. Go with that question.
I'm ready. Okay, so, fantastic. So, you know, Ed, for all of my listeners, you know, many of them are entrepreneurs and just people that are always working on self-improvement in life, trying to be better and better every day. What's the most important thing that you feel that you've ever learned up to this point?
The most important thing I learned as a business person is to learn to delegate, to not do it yourself. Some people can, again, that if that's their only line of work, can, but I'm zeroing in on it. Though we've talked about that, what I didn't say is you've got to, when you start a company, you've got to keep your costs down. You have to keep your costs down. And so I'll then make a case for valuing your time at nothing, if you can do it, you know, to grow your company. And that's what I did. I kept my costs down. I ship UPS Ground, and they give you a good rate if you ship enough. And I did. And I was doing it all myself. I didn't buy an expensive storage space or rent it. And where I live, Studio City, was too much money. I went way out in the valley to San Fernando, where storage space is much cheaper. You know, I just kept everything on the cheap and built it. And had I not gotten busy again as an actor, I would have stayed that course and just done that. You know, just did everything myself and grown the company to where it is now with Mark Cunningham. Perhaps I should be so lucky to have done that on my own. But keep your costs down. That's very important too. Very, very important. And just make sure you give it the time to grow. You know, I kind of quit before the miracle with my company, Begley's Best, the original thing. You know, I didn't, you know, I had a unique situation where suddenly I was summoned for so much acting work in 2007, 8, 9, there after I did that reality show. Suddenly I had a lot more work, and I couldn't do it. But get out there, put the time and the sweat equity into it. Take your time. Make sure you have the resources and the capital to you know, take that time to have it grow, and you'll do well. But you, of course, have to have a good product to begin with. It can't be something that's crappy, that's low quality, cleaning product that didn't clean well, that's toxic. You know, that's not going to help you at all. It's got to be what you say it is. And, you know, and that's, you know, you got to be honest in your the way you promote products. And that's the key to success.
You know, it's interesting. I'm going to finish up and then I'm going to ask Ed where he can find, we can find more information on him and purchase his product. He reflected on something. Take the time. Understand things do not happen overnight. I talked to lots of authors, entrepreneurs just started in this industry, business owners, and they're just starting from scratch and they think it's just going to happen overnight. You know, Greg is an entrepreneur owning this huge cybersecurity company. He took forever. It didn't happen overnight to grow it to where it is. I too grew my radio and television show, not just from like one day, I just got all the syndication. I put the time in and effort to do it. That is one of the best recommendations, Ed, you've given anyone, is take the time to do it. Make sure it's not going to happen overnight. Put the effort in, put the grind in, keep your costs low and keep grinding. And that's the big, big thing for sure. Ed, where's the best place people can purchase your products? You said now they're available right now, in most of the Costcos in Texas, but what about for yourself? Is it online too that people could buy the products?
Yes, online. If you're not lucky enough to be near one of those Costcos that carries it, at this point, you can get it online just at Amazon, you know, or again, Google search just Begley Cleaning. We'll do it at Amazon or anywhere. And you'll see any number of products there. We have a limited amount of SKUs now. We want to grow the product and have a laundry detergent and lots of other products, a dish soap, but we're growing the pace that we can afford and in a measured manner that makes business sense and sense in every way. So yeah, just type in Begley Cleaning and you will find us. And satisfaction is guaranteed. If you don't like it, you know, your money will be refunded. We make a good product and we stand by it.
All right. Well, fantastic. We appreciate it. That was such a great interview. Again, thank you, Ed. And I know Greg wants to thank you as well.
Yeah, thank you, Ed. Really appreciate it.
Such great information. Again, that was Celebrity Interviews Live from the Grotto with Greg Hanna. Guys, take care.